Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, is this Mr. Patrick?
Yeah, is this Ruben?
Yeah, this is Ruben. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. How's it going?
Hey, it's going, bro. It's going, I'm telling you. we're trying to get some of this information done, and I didn't realize that after looking at some of the other stuff on the tax return stuff, you know, I was talking to my silent partner there, and I forgot that we freaking changed. Remember I was telling you that we did do paperwork on percentage-wise and all that?
Yeah.
Well, it comes out that he's the one that we decided to go ahead and put him under for tax purposes for what we were doing at the time.
Uh-huh.
We had to kind of change some numbers, and he took care of all the stuff for his other business with my stuff, and we kind of try to get things settled, you know. So percentage wise, it's gonna look different, way different.
What's the breakdown on it?
The breakdown is 80-20.
Okay, we can still work with that. Are you the 20 on it or 80?
Yeah, no, I'm the 20 on it.
We can still totally do it. We just need both of your signatures and info, so no need to worry.
Okay, so my thing is that what his concern is,
uh-huh,
is that he does not want to be responsible for anything at this point, when it comes to the business. Because, like I said, I run everything. I do everything.
Right, right.
All the paper. But
do you mean that he doesn't want to be he wouldn't want to be the personal guarantor on that loan then?
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, if we can do it under you, then that's, you know, totally an option.
Okay.
And other than that, the only other thing we basically will do, you know, we just need his personal information on that, and we check, you know, credit for him, and that's about it. And it's going to be a soft pull as well. It's not going to go, you know, on his personal or anything like that as well, so.
Yeah, that's what he was concerned about. He goes, man, because I can't afford getting stuff taken out or anything. I mean, like, his credit-wise. See, because mine's the worst credit. That's why he came in to help me.
Okay. Yeah, well, and especially in that situation, then, you know, we would need his information. And like I said, too, it's not going to affect him whatsoever. It's not going to ding his credit. And it's a soft pull, too. We only pull from, you know, one of the three report pulling agencies, and that's Experian. So, like I said, too, you know, it's not going to ding him. It's really nothing to worry about on that. It's basically, you know, and especially in the case, too, where you said that he has the higher credit score.
Right. He does.
Because that will get you guys, you know, eligible for a lot different programs just because of the score, you know, on that. So,
yeah.
We definitely can work through that, you know, no need to worry on it. I deal with 80-20, 95-5, you know, you name it, any kind of ownership breakdown, not an issue, so.
Okay, that's what I was concerned about, because I know I had to talk to him about it before.
No worries.
Before I continued.
Yeah, so, yeah, not an issue. Anyways, if you guys have any questions or anything like that, you guys can always give me a call too, because, you know, I won't give you any misleading info or anything like that. I like to keep it straightforward, and
I do too. That's why I had to make sure if he had already done the paperwork.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did, so that's why I'm like, shit. So now I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get this help, but. Okay, so now, Patrick, this is the next question I have for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Next question. On the commercial credit application that they sent me and the merchant pre-qualification form.
Yep. They sent you both, right?
Right, right.
Okay,
I'm supposed to fill out both of them, correct?
No. All right, see. Yeah, sorry they did that, and I wish they would have told me, because Soraya actually came and asked me this morning if you end up getting that app, and I told her you did. But, so basically, one's for equipment, if you were looking to finance any equipment, the other's for the cash. So, basically, the only one we're going to need is the one that is not the commercial credit one. I'm not sure what it says on the top, pre-qualification form. It's going to have the long form. The other one's the shorter commercial credit. That one's for the equipment.
Okay, no, so I don't want that then.
But if you want to keep that too, I mean, later on in the road, if you guys ever need any equipment for the gym, that's just the app we need, so.
Okay, cool. So then we're looking at the merchant pre-qualification form, correct?
Yep. Are you looking at it right now, actually?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, perfect. So just that middle part, right, where it says authorizations and it has, you know, officer signature, date?
Right.
So that's all we're going to need from your partner. And then the part right above it where it says last name, first name, social, date of birth? Right above authorization.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, right in the middle. Mm-hmm. Yep, those are the only things we need from him and yourself, and then you can fill out, you know, everything else for the app, so, you know, he doesn't have to do it. Just get him to sign and fill out all of the personal info, because we just need that real quick.
Okay, so then let me give him a call. What time do you leave? I know it's 3:41 in Texas.
Yeah. No worries. I'm out here till 3:30 Pacific time, so you still got a few hours for me.
Okay, good. Okay, well then let me call him back. Let me get this authorization stuff.
Right.
I'm gonna send him this copy.
Okay.
And then he can probably sign it and then send it
to
me. And then I'll fill the.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just need two copies, though, because we're going to need two separate signatures. And they have to be wet signatures as well, FYI, in case he was going to do a digital or electronic signature.
No, he'll sign it and then scan it to me, and then I'll do mine.
Perfect.
And then I'll scan it to you, and then so you can see the actual signatures, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, and then with the, I was going to ask you, with the tax return, too, and you shot me over that copy, did you just attach the first page, or was it the complete package?
No. It was just the first page, because I thought that's all you really needed.
Oh,
it said how much, you know, what you needed. I was like,
in
that case.
Yeah.
That's why I called him. To see what the tax, what he ended up putting on, you know, all the stuff, and then he started telling me, so that's what I was like, shit. You know?
Okay, yeah, it's not an issue. I think it's the K2 page, I want to say, where it has the ownership breakdown. The second page. But yeah, just so we, you know, we get that breakdown of, you know, the ownership percentage between the two of you.
So do you need all 14 pages of that tax return?
If you actually want, if you have it available and you wouldn't mind just shooting it all over, I know the credit department will probably request for it, down the road if it doesn't suffice now, but typically those are the only pages we need, but I'd like to play it safe rather than make you go do it again.
All right. Yeah. I got you. Okay. Well then let me go ahead and get this out to him and then talk to him and explain to him what's going on. So
perfect. And then,
I'm not going to tell him it's going to pull his creditor. I mean,
if you want a game plan like that and leave that one out, your secret's safe with me. But yeah, it's not gonna show up. I mean, he's not gonna, you know, lose 50 points or, you know,
right.
Yeah. And then what's the other business he runs too, if you don't mind me asking?
He does he owns a kill truck, so he does his financing. I don't know what banks he uses right now, but he's doing a major.
What do you say? Is it a kill truck?
Yeah, a kill truck, pump truck. It's oil field work. Oil field.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, cool. All right, well, I'll keep my eye out for that then. If you don't have any questions, just shoot me an email or, you know, give me a call and I'll help you out, man.
All right, sounds cool, Patrick. I appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, anytime. Take it easy, man.
All righty. Bye.
Yeah, bye.